CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 27th of April 2025. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB delegates attend special IARU Region 1 interim meeting in Paris. Join the RSGB in celebrating World Morse Day. Be part of the RSGB's team at the Youngsters on the Air summer camp. The RSGB is participating in the International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 interim meeting in Paris this weekend. The event is of particular historic significance as it coincides with the centenary of the founding of the IARU in 1925, as well as the 75th anniversary of the establishment of IARU Region 1 in 1950. The French host society, REF, is also marking its 100th anniversary. This year's meeting in Paris reflects a broader scope than in previous years, and for the first time includes youth matters on the agenda. It also covers the usual focus areas of HF, VHF, UHF and microwave, as well as electromagnetic compatibility. The RSGB has been a key contributor to the meeting, submitting papers that include future options for the 23 SEMS bands and the harmonisation and protection of HF bands. Three delegates from the RSGB are attending the meeting in person, including the newly appointed RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX. There'll be eight other RSGB representatives attending remotely. The meeting serves as both a celebration of amateur radio's rich heritage and a forward-looking forum to address the challenges and opportunities facing the global amateur radio community. You can view meeting documents at conf.iaru-r1.org. In celebration of the centenary of the IARU, the RSGB has created a web page to share information about its part in the celebrations. This includes a link to an RSGB archive video from the IARU meeting in Paris in 1950, as well as the RSGB's July 25 T&R bulletin that contains an announcement detailing the formation of the IARU. Go to rsgb.org under IARU Centenary for further details. Today, Sunday the 27th of April, is World Morse Day. The day honours the birthday of the inventor of Morse code, Samuel Morse, who was born on this day in 1791. To celebrate the occasion, the RSGB has released a video with question in Morse code for you to answer. Once you've used your Morse code skill to decipher the question, get involved by leaving your answer in the comments section under the post. You can view the video on the RSGB YouTube channel via youtube.com/the RSGB or search for @the RSGB on Facebook or X. The deadline to apply to be the team leader for this year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp is Friday the 2nd of May. This year's camp takes place between the 18th and the 25th of August near Paris and is a chance of a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and their national society. If you're an RSGB member between 21 and 30 and are able to motivate a team of young people, then the RSGB would love to hear from you. Download an application form and apply for this exciting opportunity by going to rsgb.org. Yota Camp. Applications to be a team member will remain open until the 16th of May. The RSGB exams quality manager would like to remind everyone that clubs can still run exams if they are registered exam centre. Exams will be conducted online unless a candidate has a special requirement for a paper exam. The introduction of remote invigilation to allow people to take an amateur radio licence exam in their home does not affect this. If clubs have any queries about delivering exams, they should contact the RSGB Examinations Quality Manager, Dave Wilson, M0OBW, via EQAM, that's EQAM, at rsgb.org.uk. If anyone has special requirements for an exam, they should contact the RSGB exams team via exams@rsgb.org.uk. As part of the IARU centenary celebrations, the RSGB has been activating call sign GB0IARU throughout April. On Wednesday the 30th, the RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, will be activating GB0IARU from 2 p.m. on 40 metres SSB, and then from 5 p.m. on 80 metres SSB. Frequencies will be spotted on the day, and times may vary to suit. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events, the Dartmoor Radio Rally takes place on Monday the 5th of May at the Elverton War Memorial Hall, Meavit Lane, Welverton in Devon, PL20 6AL. Free parking, there'll be the usual bring and buy as well as trader stands and refreshments. Doors open 10 a.m. and admission is £3. More details, phone Roger 07854088882 or email him via 2e0rph@gmail.com. RetroTech UK is taking place on Sunday the 11th of May at the Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Wrighton on Dunsmore, Coventry, CV83FL. The annual event is organised by the British Vintage Wireless Society and will include nearly 200 stalls of dealers, clubs and private sellers. Doors open 10:30 and entry is £10. Early doors entry is available from 9 a.m. for £25. Full details are available from Greg Hewitt via info@retrotechuk.com or by going to retrotechuk.com. Now for special event news, the Spanish National Society URE is on the air marking the 100th anniversary of the IARU. Members are active on 160 metres to 6 metres until the 30th of April with 10 different special event stations, including AO100 IARU. Special awards will be available as well as medals for the top participants from each continent who achieve the highest numbers of contact with stations on different bands and modes. Go to ure.es for more information. The Amateur Radio Society of Moldova is operating special event call sign ER100 IARU until Wednesday the 30th of April in honour of the IARU centenary. Full details can be found via qrz.com. The Kuwait Amateur Radio Society is pleased to announce its participation in the IARU centennial celebrations. Members of the Society will be operating special event station 9K100 IARU until Wednesday the 30th of April. Now for DX News, DOM 3D2 USU is active again as 3D2 AJT from Nandi in the Fiji Islands until the end of April. The call sign is in memory of JH1AJT, now Silent Key, QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World. URIS YL2GM plans to operate as ZS8W from Prince Edward and Marion Island, IOTA AF021 until Friday the 16th of May. URIS will be on Marion Island as a radio engineer and member of the SANAP Station Communication Equipment Maintenance Team, and he hopes to find good periods of time to be operational. More details go to lral.lv/ZS8W. Contest news, the UK and Ireland DXCW contest started at 1200 UTC Saturday the 26th, ends at 1200 UTC today, the Sunday, the 27th of April. Using CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange will be signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. The SPDX RITI contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th of April, ends at 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 27th of April. RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SP stations also send their province code. On Monday the 28th of April, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, 75 board RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your serial number. Also on Monday the 28th of April, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is your report. On Wednesday, the 30th of April, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. CW on the 80-metre bends, the exchange is your six-character locator. Thursday, the 1st of May, the 144 Megs FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchanges report and four-character locator. Also on the same date, the 144 Megs FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchanges report and four-character locator. If you're in one, you can go in the other. On Saturday, the 3rd of May, the 432 Megs to 245 Gigs contest starts at 1400 UTC, ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday, the 4th of May. All modes on the 432 Megs to 245 Gigs frequency, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. UK 6-metre Group's Summer Marathon starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 3rd of May, ends 2359 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of August. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The ARI International DX Contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 3rd of May, ends at 11.59 UTC on Sunday the 4th of May using CW, RTTY and SSB, 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchanges, signal report, serial number. Italian stations also send their province. Worked All Britain 7 Megs contest takes place on Sunday the 4th of May from 1000 to 1400 UTC. All entries need to be with the contest manager by the 14th of May. Note that all Worked All Britain contests use SSB only. Full details of the contest rules can be found on the Worked All Britain website. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had yet another week of unsettled geomagnetic conditions. The KP index peaked at 5.33 on the 21st of April as the solar wind hit speeds just above 600 kilometres per second and active geomagnetic conditions were observed. This was caused by a massive coronal hole in the sun's surface, which measures nearly 700,000 kilometres in length. At the time of writing, part of it is still Earth-facing, but the BZ or interplanetary magnetic field is facing north, so its negative effects are not being felt. KP index was down to 3.67 on the morning of Thursday the 24th of April, but it wouldn't take much for the BZ to swing southwards and for the KP index to rise again. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has risen from a recent low of 148 to 168. This has meant MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path have reached 25 megs at times, but have usually been slightly lower. If the KP index can stay low, there's a good chance that of higher MUFs being attainable. But we probably have seen the best of the 10-metre propagation now until autumn. Much of the recent DX has been worked on slightly lower frequencies, such as VP2VI, British Virgin Islands, on 40 and 20 metres, C5R, the Gambia, on 20 and 12 metres, and HD8G Galapagos Islands on 2017 and 12 metres. There's still the chance of DX on 10 metres, but it may be fleeting. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will stay high, perhaps reaching 170 to 175. We may get a slight respite from unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 26th to the 30th of April, when the KP index is forecast to be around 2 to 3. However, unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the beginning of next month, with KP indices of 5 or 6 on the 1st and 2nd of May. Now for VHF and up. Next week, high pressure should dominate, making the chance of tropo much of the time that will probably favour paths to the east, to Scandinavia or northern Europe. Rain scatter won't have featured much other than over northwest Britain in recent days, and meteor scatter is reducing back to random activity, which tends to be better in the early hours before dawn. The solar conditions have continued to keep the KP index up. There was a fine auroral opening last week on the 16th of April, so for more aurora, it's still worth checking for when KP values nudge above 5. As the end of April moves into May, we can start to give serious thought to the coming sporadic E season. Hesitant beginners often show up on 10 and 6 metres, and as usual, the digital modes will be best for any weak events. CW and SSB are just possible in the stronger openings, especially 10 metres. The background rule is that there are usually two preferred activity periods, one in the morning and a second in late afternoon and early evening. However, at the start of the season, there can be a lot of spread in the timings. EME path losses are at their lowest with perigee today, Sunday the 27th, and moon declination is positive and rising. Moon windows will lengthen along a peak elevation with peak elevation, and 144 meg sky noise starts the week low, but increases to moderate as the week progresses. From late Sunday to early Monday, the sun and moon are close. And that's all from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week.